This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Duncan, over the break, spent some time with my parents, who have a bit of a holiday house down Kiama way.
Oh, brilliant.
But my dad is, his name's Stephen Robinson. He's the National Disaster Recovery Officer of the Uniting Church in Australia. And I know that he works hard, but I've never seen him as busy as perhaps maybe New Year's Eve, when he was basically on the phone from 5 a.m. till well after midnight.
Well, you got to see him in full flight.
And I thought what he does is quite interesting.
Okay.
And he joins us on the line. Hey, Dad.
G'day, Sam. Hey, Duncan.
G'day, mate.
Now, look, your phone was ringing off the hook like crazy on that day, New Year's Eve, a really bad day for fire danger. Can you explain what was going on?
Yes, well, it was my job is as coordinator of the New South Wales Disaster Recovery Chaplaincy Network, and we have the role with the New South Wales government of placing chaplains in evacuation centres and recovery centres. And that day was particularly bad. It was from the beginning to the end, basically. We'd been working for a number of weeks, in fact, months beforehand, but that one really ramped up. So they were opening centre after centre after centre in right down the south coast and also into areas around Sydney. And so every time that happens, you get a phone call from Disaster Welfare saying, we're opening a centre at such and such. Can you supply chaplains? So then it was a case of then working through the systems we've got, the mapping and the texting programs to be able to get hold of people and get them along to be at the centres to deploy them. So it was an extremely heavy day, yeah.
Mate, when you've got fires from Tweed Heads all the way down to the border of Victoria, that's an extraordinary situation, and you're trying to coordinate these chaplains all over the state. I mean, what kind of challenges are you facing trying to make all of this happen?
There's quite a few challenges, and the particular time of the year when it happens is holiday time too. I mean, this is where people are taking their break now, and the people we work with are either ministers or pastors or chaplains from any sort of institutions and so on. So many were away, and also even on New Year's Eve, for instance, people were out. So there's a lot of practical challenges of availability, but there was a raft of challenges about accessibility, how to get people into those centres when so many roads were cut. So there's a whole lot of practical issues. The communications and so on is not easy either at that time. The number of cases where power was going down, and it's the nature of the sort of disaster work.
And I recall that there was a moment where, because of the fires, a whole evacuation centre had to be moved from one town to another. Like, we're talking a number of thousand people, right?
Yeah, that's right. In fact, that happened when Eden was threatened by fire directly, and so they had to move everybody that was in the evacuation centre and from the town, basically, up the road to Murrimbula and to Bega. And so I was on the phone to chaplains who were part of a convoy of cars getting out, being directed by police. So it's very intense, and you're concerned. For me, I was just very also concerned, not just about the people out there, but for the chaplains that I'm putting into those situations. It was quite intense for many of them that were, because also they're alongside literally thousands of people. So in some cases, you might have two chaplains working with a couple of thousand people over two showgrounds in one town. So they've got an extraordinary amount of pressure on them as well, and they're breathing the smoke, and the sky is going black for them, and the wind's coming up. So they're also, they're disaster affected themselves, even while they're caring for people.
Mate, so in a lot of these communities, the worst is kind of behind them, in the sense of the fires aren't there anymore, but then now the work of cleanup begins, and All your media moves on. What are the chaplains doing on the ground once everyone's kicked on?
Yeah, well, I could say even today, for instance, there are chaplains that are out in some of those areas that were hit before Christmas. Disaster Welfare moves on to now into the recovery phase, there are disaster assistance points, and they're They're alongside people as they're going back into their homes, as they're coming across the devastation and helping to process that stuff. So while the media is no longer focused on the immediate fire threat, we're doing our best with many other agencies to be able to get in there. And you mentioned it's the worst is gone. I think the worst of the threat is gone, of the impact of fire, but the realisation of the losses is now really starting to come home, and that will for the next number of weeks and months. So I think for many of the hard bits still coming.
Can I ask, when your chaplains are activated, so to speak, and put into these evacuation centres, with hundreds and perhaps thousands of people who are going through all kinds of stuff that they've never probably been through before, what are they doing? What are the chaplains doing on the ground?
Their role really is about comfort and calming, and they're really, really good at that, to listening to people. There's a certain amount of triaging that goes on there, so we work alongside Red Cross and Anglicare and Salvation Army. They each have different roles, but our role is particularly the pastoral care. So when people have a really elevated sense of stress, quite often they'll be brought onto the chaplains, so we'll be tasked to them. So we'll be talking people down, calming them, listening to their stories. And in many ways, that's really, really helpful to prevent later on having the development of post-traumatic stress injuries in those people, as they've been able to calm early. There's also a lot of practical problem solving that they do. People need a hand with all manner of things, and even practical tasks like getting them to a chemist or to an emergency room or something where there's no one else is able to be free to do that.
Mate, is this a volunteer position?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
So these guys are giving up their time, like potentially weeks at an end, to do all of that?
Absolutely. Yeah.
Wow.
There's very few people. In fact, there's very little money in the thing, which just makes it very hard to run. But for instance, there were some chaplains. There was one chaplain at Ulladulla who was on holidays nearby and actually volunteered and just went in and worked for the next week and a half or more in the Ulladulla evacuation centre during the holidays. And quite a few did do that. They said, "I'm available because I'm on leave." And they've just come out of a big season of preparing for, if they are ministers, working through to Christmas. And I know as a minister how much you look forward to that break from the Boxing Day on, but they and many of them are still out there working.
Extraordinary.
Yeah. Well, look, I'm incredibly proud of you as a dad, but also for the work that you're doing with the Disaster Recovery Chaplaincy Network. So, Stephen Robinson, all the best. I know that things are still very busy for you and they'll continue to be for the coming months, but thanks for all the work that you and your chaplains have been doing.
Good on you. Thank you.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 1032's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.